Heita heita hola Zimbabwe muhle, welcome welcome welcome. Mune chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami u Mike Hove. Welcome 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 Zimbabwe muhle, welcome to our youth forum, our program The Connection. I'm your host Mike Hove. Today is Tuesday the 12th of March 2019. Welcome welcome. Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle, welcome, welcome to Nogamchirai Mchirongwa Chedu Cheve Chidiki, Uhlelo The Connection, Lilami uMike Hove. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Welcome to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Ikakhulukazi nxa uyizalwane seZimbabwe, kana uri chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe uri munhu wechidiki, and you're facing any problems, we're looking towards tackling it right here on our youth forum, Studio 7's own program. So today in our program, Zimbabwe Omuhle, we're looking towards tackling or talking about the STEM program, the Science, Technology, Engineering and Mathematics program in Zimbabwe. Now, this is mainly focused towards higher and tertiary education institutions. Government believes that the STEM program could be the answer to Zimbabwe's economical problems. Let's take a look at what we have in store for you today.
Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education, Science and Technology, Professor Amon Murira, recently announced that $5 million will be released to five local universities for the procurement of equipment to be used in innovation hubs. The products that come out of these hubs are to be commercialized with the idea of developing Zimbabwe's economy. Could the government's investment in the country's science, technology, engineering and mathematics program be the answer to various challenges faced by Zimbabweans? Join us on The Connection for a discussion on the government's initiative. If you wish to join our program, either write your number and comments in the comments section or text us on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318.
Egudwini lamhlanje kuhlelo Zimbabwe Omuhle, ngiyalamukela nonke kuhlelo The Connection. Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Lamhla kuhlelo sixoxa ngokwenziwa ngabatsha abenza imisebenzi wezandla ngesikhiwa bathi ama start-up companies. Omunye wabo ijaha elafunde NUST, umnumzana uFarai Musendo, sabe sikhangela ukuba laye kuhlelo lamhla, olenkampani yona elenjongo yokubutha ama plastic ewagike kuphume i-diesel kanye le-wax. Sizwa njalo ukuthi umphathi ntambo obona ngezemfundo ephakameyo, Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education, uProfessor Amon Murira, usanda ukuthi uhulumende usenikeze ama-coalition amahlanu, five colleges, imali efika izigidi ezinhlanu, $5 million ukuthenga imitshina ezabe esetshenziswa ngabafundi, abafundi izifundo ezihambelane lohlelo lwemfundo science, i-technology, i-engineering kanye le-mathematics, abanye bathi i-STEM program. UProfessor Murira uthi inhlelo ezisaphuma ema-collegeen lawa ezifana lohlelo luka Musendo lo oproduce diesel kanye le wax zizasetshenziswa ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe. Ay zulukandaba, yini umbono wenu ngodaba olukhona egudwini lamhlanje kuhlelo? Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo, sithumelene umlayezelo kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Khona njalo kusithinta ecingweni live on air kunombolo ezithi +1 202 619 2077. Ndiyo nyaya yethu nayo, nasi mgango muri yedu yeZimbabwe. Ndinomugamuchirai mese muchirongwa chedu, chirongwa cheve chidiki, chirongwa The Connection, mwineni Mike Hove. Nasi mchirongwa, tirikutarisa nyaya yehurongwa wehurumende wekuedza kukurudzira zvidzidzo zveSTEM, Science, Technology, Engineering uyezve Mathematics muzvikoro zvepamusoro-soro. Takanzwa kuti gurukota iro rinoona nezvedzidzo zvepamusoro-soro muzvinafundo Amos Murira vanoti hurumende yakapa mayunivhesiti 5 $5 million. Sakapani ma university mashano hapa. Each university is getting $1 million. Iyo inechinangwa chekutenga equipment ichange chishanda ma innovation hubs uko kuma university akasiyana aya. Tudze wa maonre yu pamsoro pezuru kuitwa ne hurumende munobvumirana nazvo here. Is this a good thing? Takanzwawo zvekare kuti pane umwe wechidiki akabva ku NUST University anonzi vafarai musendo. Avo vane kambani yavo inonzi Farai Pyro. Vamusendo avo vane kambani yavo iyo ine chinangwa chekuti vanotora maplastic mune nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kuZimbabwe. Vachoproducer diesel uyezve wax vachishandisa plastic. Takatarisira kuti vafarai vachapinda muchirongwa vachitudzawo maondoro uyezve vachitsanangura kuti vanozviita sei. Diesel riri kubuda pane plastic. Aiwa, zviri kunakidza izvi. +12026192077 ndiyo nhamba yekufona kamuchida kupinda muchirongwa. Leyakona njalo usitinte cingweni kunombolo yezviti +12026192077. Tiri kutevenyura pamasaisai anoti 909 medium wave uyezve pa4930 6065 nepa15460 kilohertz pashort wave. Abafisa kubukela kuinternet sikhona ku www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com. Tiripo zvekare pa www.voazimbabwe.com. However, for our Facebook fanatics, we are streaming on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, uyezve pa VOA Studio 7. So please, Zimbabwe Muhle, share the program, write your comments, fagana ma likes, fagana ma hearts. Let's see if you're enjoying tonight's program. I'm your host, Mike Ove, pindai muchirongwa. @BigMike3 is the username on Twitter if you're looking towards conversing with me. So Zimbabwe Muhle ngena nikuhlelo sizukuthi nina yini umbono wenu mayelana ngohlelo lwalamuhla. Yebo, so ngena nikuhlelo, ngena nikuhlelo, ngena nikuhlelo Zimbabwe Muhle, ngena nikuhlelo.
Hey taita, hey ta, hola, ndeipiko, hama zangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utawutaura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hobe abafisa ukuxoxa nami kana mchina ukukurukura neni ndiri pa Twitter uyezve pa Instagram @BigMike3. Asi pari zvino tiri kutefenyura pa mapage edu matatu pa Facebook VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7. Tudzewo maonero enyu pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi muchirongwa. Asi ndiri kunzwa kuti we already have our first guest. I'm super, super excited. Ngike ngakhuluma ndambokurukura nezvaye. Zita rake anonzi Farai Musendo. Vamusendo ane kambani yavo inonzi Farai Pyro. Now, this company, Farai Pyro, targets towards using plastic waste towards creating diesel and wax. Aiwa, vafarai, vafarai, vamsendo, mapinda mchirongwa. Welcome, welcome to our youth program.
Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing? I'm super excited to have you in our program today.
Yeah.
From Zimbabwe. I'm from Zimbabwe. Mapinda mchirongo, saka vamsendo ngatitange ine rurimi rwamai. Chandiruda kunzwisisa chimbotiudzaiwo kuti diesel yenyu munoigadzira sei muchishandisa plastic.
Diesel totogadzira tichishandisa mushini. Watakagadzira isusu pache zvedu. Tichishandisa fundo neumija watakafunda apo takaita kuchikoro. Saka tinotora mapepa anoraswa nevanhu maplastic iwayaya tiisa mumushini imomomo mumaano enda muprocesi yatakagadzira isusu tichishandisa local raw materials nemakatalista atinoshandisa imomo watakagadzira toga tichishandisa zivo no mija watinawa no kuzimbabwe.
So chimbotsana ngurai womkoma, how difficult is it to produce diesel using plastic waste? I was asking, how difficult is it to produce diesel and wax using plastic waste?
The waste plastic, we are collecting it from all of our areas, from the CBD, from various industries that are producing the waste. So we collect it and we clean it and we shred it. They pass through our reactors. So by various chemical engineering reactions take place inside there, resulting in the production of the diesel and the fuel for making soap polish, which is used for domestic purposes.
Ndikutoona vateereri vedu vatotanga nekutobvunza maquestions nekutovatospakwa neinitiative yenyu yekugadzirisa fuel newax muchishandisa maplastic. Vabhoas Jaya Guru vatobvunza, hanzi muri kubuditsa marita mangani pazuva muchishandisa maplastic kugadzirisa diesel uye zvewax? Muri kubuditsa marita mangani ediesel pazuva?
Pane maplastic esaunoisa. Pane huremu hwakawoka hwaunoisa. Tingaite percent yacho ndo yatinoita inoenda kuita kuchinja diesel. Ini 20% ndo inosara iri wax yatinozoshandisa kugadzira floor polish.
Saka ngatichienderai mberi. Enderai mberi mati.
Saka pari zvino nenyaya yekuti michini yedu midiki zvikuburitsa diesel shoma. Saka naizvozvo tiwane mukana wekukudza mishini yedu tikwanise kugadzira dizo rakawandisa, nekuti dizo raneta kuno kuzimbabwe. Chinoita kuti ikonomi yedu ishungurudzike ngekushaika kwedizo iro.
So vamusendo, ngatichienderai mberi, timbobata nyaya iripo nhasi muchirongwa. Takanzwawo hurumende muzvinafundo Amos Murwira, avo vari minister of higher and tertiary education, vachiti aiwa ivo varuda hurumende ichange ichipa macollege mashanu, 5 different colleges, $5 million. Saka pane macollege each college irikwana $1 million. Chinangwa chemari iyoyo ndechekuti they want to uplift my innovation hubs mune macollege aya akasiyana siyana. Tiudzeiwo imi, I know kuti you recently graduated from NUST University. Tiudzeiwo kamaonero enyu pamusoro pezviri kuitwa nehurumende.
Nyaya ichekutanga ndeyekuti payakazotanga tange tabva kuchikoro. Saka ziri kuti inonyatsofamba sei, nekuti patiramboedza kuda kutaurana nevanhu vekuchikoro kwandaive vakati pange pachina mari dzakadaro dzaikwanisa kubatsira kuti maprojekti akadai anga achiitika. Saka pari zvino zvatakabva kuchikoro ikokoko tichiramba kuedza kutaurana navo tiona kuti pane zvingaitike kuti zvinhu zviitike zvako, but pari zvino hapana chatafamba.
Alright, vamusendo, ndirikunzwa kuti tine muteereri wedu wekutanga nhasi muchirongwa. Ndokumbira kuti mbobata parinare mukoma, then ndiri kudzoka kwamuri izvezvo handisi. Alright, Zimbabwe muhle lapha ecingweni silo mnumzana uFarai Musendo, yena he is the founder of incompany yona itwa yiFarai Pahiru. Ngimbuzile okunengi mayelana ngalokho abakwenzayo ukuthi kanti bona bathi ayi baye they produce if fuel besebenzisa plastic bakwenza njani, uphinde wachasisa ukuthi bakwenza kanjani. Bathi ayi they crush bona ama raw materials iplastic beproduce okuthiwa yidiesel, amafutha awemota. Okunengi siza kuzwa kuye. Yes, I know ukuthi eningi labantu balombuzo othile ukuthi how are is that diesel good enough ukusiza imoto ukuthi imoto ihambe phambili. Kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi silomlaleli thukunza ukuthi nemteri mteri mteri khola khola maphinda mchirongwa. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Parunare ndiani ari papo?
Shumba.
Mukoma Shumba, zviri kufamba?
Ndikufamba nakadiwe.
Aiwa, mushe mushe, mapinda kamuchirongwa mukoma.
Ah,
musku wika zaka naka mkoma mati?
Wanda, ngeti jamba, jamba, nda kupinda wa kame, zero nda wada kita ura wote.
Oh, ayu, waka chita ura yika mkoma, ndili mapinda mchirongwa?
Mkoma na leta rafeti hili.
Hmm.
Wongu zaka nana kita ura, baro asi. Angula ya kiri, nita hili na kitu hizi ni ya hili. Atili wami, amina kuchamba na wami, albaku puwa mari. Nenjina hizi kutu.
Hmm.
Atili wami, akadari ya hili. Ya hata ura kutu. Ya hata kama kone jima 5 million.
Hmm.
Kungo kia ura, bati. Aisha kia enda mari ya kutu. Nyo sisi mwe kafu mungiripo.
Hmm. Saka ndi maondero muri kuti hurumende is all talk no action. Saka ndudzewa mukoma shumba zvikanzi ho right mari yapiwa kune ma university aya ari 5 aya nemaondrenyu zvinobuda ma university ma innovation a hubs aya do you think it's good enough kuti zvibatsire upfumi wenyika zvisimudze upfumi wenyika mati Asi kana mukoma kana mune product iri kudikana nevanhu musociety muda unosevenzera umwe munhu unaika parunare tina mukoma farai ava vatoone company yavo nekuti vakawana opportunity yeku create a diesel vachishandisa ma plastic why would you want to go work for someone else mune talent rakadaro
yani wote ndizvo ani achitarisira bati yani yari government yedu yana nongo kufunga iyo yanoti kuti vanofunga vanhu vanovafotera ikunaikukataria vamwe vanhu vakaita kana vachiri mhanzi vaya noya muri maitaura muchimubvunza mubvunzo yekuti iwo unofungei nezvakati iye anozotaura zvekutoropoda america chete vanatovati someone who is biased ende munhu ane achidzi ane paanonokora mupamwe nisekuru vasamuwani ari on the third plus
aiwa mukoma shumba thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa handisi well zimbabwe womuhleli muzwile umlaleli wethu wokuqala igama lakhe ngushumba ungale kwele south africa Ushumba said a lot of things lapha uthe into yokuqala yebo isenzo sika uhulumende is a good initiative kodwa ubona ngani into yokuqala that money will not go to university bathi ngesikhiwa uhulumende lo is all talk no action ukuthi uthanda ukukhuluma kodwa isikhathi sokuthi okay usukhulumile nunzana yenza lokho okukhulumayo ukuthi hayi dololo ama action akuphumi lutho lina lithini ngalokho ngenani kuhlelo zimbabwe omuhle let's go back to umnumzana uFarai says ukunengi Farai uchiri popa runari Farai
yeah
right ndambotaura nemuteri apa but there's one big question that a lot of people wanted to understand ne diesel rauri ku create So kuZimbabwe kune shortage ye diesel uyezve petrol. Vanhu vakawanda vari kuchema chema and you have the solution. Why are you not using that solution kubatsira vanhu?
Mukano batsira vanhu uripo. Ndosaka munokona kuti zvinhu zvachiita izvozvo. Saka tengesi nyaya iri pabepa chete. Tikatitange nepata patinokwanisa napo. Saka izvozvo zvatikutaura ndezvekuti Taita wana mkano kuti siweze kukura kumishini yetu kuti kwanza kukadza dizo zvakawanda. Nwa zvinokwana nyika kuti nyika iwanzike muupfumi. Wakati zvino tirikurana tiine kapasiti diki. Saka tida kuti kapasiti yedu ikure kuti tikwanise kugadzira dizo zvakawanda zvinokwanisa kushanda kusimudza nyika mumaindastri nemasekita zvakawanda.
So how many liters a day do you produce with your company? I know earlier on Mambutsana ngurane rurimi roshona. Chimbutsana ngurane churungu nekuti pane vamwe audience vasinganzwi rurimi roshona.
At the moment, we are producing on average 50 liters a day with the current equipment that we have. So we need to scale up our process so that we can produce close to 20,000 liters a day.
Okay. 20,000. Yeah. Interesting. Now, going back to the STEM studies, you graduated from NUST in 2016, I believe. That's correct. 2016?
That's true.
Okay. So now, seeing as though you are a NUST alumni, what is your take on the government initiative towards pumping more money into the STEM? Do you think that STEM is the answer to Zimbabwe's economical problems?
Oh, sorry, not getting.
I was asking, what is your take on government's push towards, pushing STEM within our university systems? Do you think that, because of course, government has said that they're pushing the STEM with the idea that products are going to be created that will, modernize the Zimbabwe, that will uplift the Zimbabwean economy. Do you think that STEM is the answer to Zimbabwe's economical challenges?
That initiative is actually a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But it needs the proper and strategic implementation.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it will be just something on paper, which on the implementation side, it will be lacking and having some loopholes on one or two issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually a good initiative having distributing funds, especially to allow growth of ideas that are emanating from these teachers' institutions. You know, our teachers' institutions, they've got brilliant people with very innovative ideas, which can solve most of our problems. You see, most of our problems are in Zimbabwe. They are internally created. They're created within our country, and the solutions, they are also there. So it's just a matter of trusting each other and trusting the capacity that is the best in the economy.
But that aside, as we speak, the current state of the economy is not really promising. A lot of people are not really excited to put their money in Zimbabwe. How do you guys move forward? Of course, once you finish your STEM, you get the ideas, you get the knowledge. But how do you go about pushing the implementation? I know with your product as is, you recently partook in a competition whereby you won a certain amount of money. But is that enough for the implementation? Because for you to be able to produce a certain amount of diesel whereby you can help society, you need money.
Hello?
Hello, Farai?
Yeah. Come again. The phone is breaking. You can repeat.
Okay, I was saying, Kuti, now, as we speak, the current state of the economy in Zimbabwe, and one of the biggest issues is that we cannot attract investment. Investment is not really, a lot of people are not excited towards jumping towards Zimbabwe right now as we speak. You yourself, as someone who has, I guess, a possible solution to the petrol and diesel crisis, you need money to be able to make your business lucrative enough for you to not only produce the demanded amount, but also, I guess, make a profit for yourself. How do you do that in an economy in this current economical state?
So the first and foremost thing is we call for the international community and the other Zimbabweans in different parts of the world to help such kind of innovative and the good ideas they can surely go a long way in rehabilitating our country in certain areas which are a bit in a limping state.
All right, Mkoma, regarding the battery parunare, and we're going to no more guest wedu, and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, and it's...
Okay.
All right. Asambe nemakhasi nethu, and then we'll go to our second guest, Mnumzana uPhitizela Ngcobo. ekhasini lethu eleVOA Studio 7 kulo Boas Jayaguruthi watching live from Gaborone. Boas, welcome, welcome, welcome. U-Evidence Nyahuye uthi watching. Aywa, vanyahuye tinokugamuchira emuchirongwa. Undabe Zezwe Viki uthi hello there. Good intentions by the minister, but unfortunately, the legitimacy crisis by the so-called new dispensation will ultimately frustrate your efforts. Uvusi Mpofu uthi ngibingelele umsakazi, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Vusimuzi, uthi ngibonge ngomsakazi olamandla, ngicela ukubingelela ubaba uJekonia Mpofu eLupane. Ngiyabonga. Ayi Mpofu, ngilethemba ukuthi bakuzwile. Uthakawira Sangaza uthi this is a really good initiative. I'm looking forward to hearing more. Ecingweni siyezwa ukuthi we have our other guest uPhithizela Ngcobo. Mnumzana Ngcobo, welcome, welcome, welcome kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo.
Thank you very much.
So let's get into this. I'm really excited because when you're here in America, whereby STEM is one of the biggest things, especially when you're looking at colleges and jobs and so forth and so forth. I guess my first question to you towards the approach of STEM, of government towards STEM in Zimbabwe is, what is your position? What do you think of Zimbabwe, the government's approach towards STEM in Zimbabwe?
Okay, I'll actually say nothing works in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if you are to make a STEM initiative, first you have to create the necessary environment for people to be able to achieve whatever it is that they want to achieve. Mm-hmm. However, I really want to applaud their effort that they are trying to make sure, because the future is STEM. Mm-hmm. We are living in an innovative economy now. We are talking about the government trying to do this and that to revive the economy. And most of the time, the economy these days is mostly based on technology. Mm-hmm. You cannot go back to the traditional economy. You know, even if you are in farming, you need the technology to farm. It's no longer that traditional farming, for some of us, whereby you take your nkomo and, you know, and umkuba and do that. Now it's more technologically based. Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to say is that the government has to, in its STEM approach, let them decentralize it to the people, especially in rural areas. I'm an advocate of rural areas, because when we're talking of farming, it's mostly in rural areas. Mm-hmm. And until those people get the technology to do the farming, you know, this issue of hunger is going to persist, because most of the time the subsistence farmers are the one who produce actually a lot of food, but they can't do that without the necessary technology.
Okay, Baba Ngcobo, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni just for 2 seconds, ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to you, angithi?
Okay.
Right, ecingweni ngiyeza ukuthi silo mlaleli, thine mtheri, aphinda mchirongwa, welcome, welcome, mune chirongwa, chedu chebe chidiki, aripa runare ndiyani?
Ndoitwa Denson, Gwarazimba.
Va, Gwarazimba, zuri kuhamba here?
Ndiri raiti mkoma Big Mike, kuri sei?
Ah, mushe, mushe, mati murugubi?
Kumasingo, kwa mshandikeu.
Aha, kuri sei kwa kumasingo?
Kumasingo kuri right Big Mike, kuri sei?
Ah, ndiyo yo, chungo chaga uma dola kuno ku America baba. Kutitumire imimi, kutumunyato, jazwa, kanaka kumusha. Mati?
Mchiza America, madola kuno ku America.
Tukutumire imimi, ka, dimuru, taka uya kuno kutitwake, mari kutikupe imimi kumusha ikoko.
ndizozo tinotenda.
Saka baba mapinda muchirongwa ndudzewo maondere enyu pamusoro penyaya yatirikurukura nasi.
Alright, inini maonero angu ndeokuti ndofunga initiative yehurumende yeSTEM initiative yakanaka. But dambudziko ratinaro muhurumende yedu, ukatarira history yayo, has been producing very good policies forever, but implementation yema policies acho ndiyo yatinozoshaya. Ukatarira kuti right, vana vacho vatiri kudzidzisa kwacho kuchikoro, vatiri kuendesa kuchikoro, maindastry acho akavharwa, chero vakanzi vaita mabasa avo chaiwo saizvezvi zvinokutaurwa namukoma, kuti aproducer something, where is he going to supply? Nokuti mamainzi chaiwo kwaanenge achifanira kusupply the product yaanenge aita are closing down. Every industry is closing down. Saka ndosatiurayira nyika yedu izvozvo izvo. Because vana vanogona kuva so initiative, so innovative, but at the end of the day, kokuno supplier those products, vanopedzisira vachingoenda kunze nokuti ndokune market nokuti Zimbabwe is already dead.
Asi nangu achisupplyera kunze andiri mari yacho inenge ichidzoka kuZimbabwe.
Chinonetsa havagoni kuzosupplyera kunze vari muZimbabwe nokuti hapana, there is no food to stand on vari muZimbabwe. They go out, votonoita vari out vachitoita masupplies avo kunyika dzinenge dzine market vachitovaka vari ikoko, because we are talking of people va tine maengineer. Vakatoenda hatisina vanhu, vanhu vakatoenda, manpower yose is out.
Aiwa mukoma kurazima
Zimbabwe yacho haichagariki. Imi makatoenda havo zvekuti mungata izvezvi muchishanda kune imwe radio station muno muZimbabwe, but we went out because makatoona kuti muno hamusina market ya Big Mike.
Gibi ka market ya Big Mike, that's why tirikukurukura izvezvi mukoma. Aiwa mukoma, thank you so much, takudzwa zvakanaka. Thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa. Mudzoke next week.
All right, thanks.
Right, zulukandaba lomzwile umnumzana ugwarazimba uthi hi, initiative kahulumende is good, kodwa inkinga ekhona udubo olukhona i-implementation. Uphinde wathi hayi, uyazi eZimbabwe kula ma-students amaningi that are so brilliant. Uyavumelana lo mnumzana uFarai besithi i-brilliance ikhona, kodwa nxa sebeqedile and they've gone through these STEM products and they've come out with their products, udubo olukhona is they don't have a place to supply. And uphinde wathi so asizweni ukuthi umnumzana uphithizele yena uthini. Mnumzana Ngcobo, usakhona ecingweni?
Yeah,
so cool. Okay, perfect. So you heard some of the things that came about from our caller where you're talking about that initiative itself. Like you said, he agrees with you. He applauds uHulumende for, you know, the initiative. However, he questions one of the things, that is, once these students have gone through this program, one of the biggest issues is, yes, all these brilliant products come out, but there is no place to supply it to. How do you go about that? Because like you said, STEM shouldn't work in a vacuum. It should work in a global economy.
I think the big thing here is, although we say the initiatives are good, but the policies of the government, I think one of the biggest policies that they say is this indigenization thing, whereby certain amount has to be owned by locals. Mm-hmm. And people were raising the issue that most of the locals are struggling right now. So if you are going to say 51% must be owned by locals, even those who could invest, even from outside the country, they are struggling. Right. Even people who are Zimbabweans. Don't forget that a lot of these people who left the country, now they've taken citizenship somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And once you are a citizen of somewhere else, as of now, I think there is an issue that you can't do dual citizenship. Mm-hmm. So it means you would have lost your own citizenship. And then because of that, people are just preferring, let me stay wherever I am. So the point I'm trying to say is that initiatives must be backed by policies on the ground. If you are going to come up with an initiative for STEM, be able to say the policies now are going to allow everyone. As an individual, I'm not really against immigration per se. Countries like India, the Philippines, actually, they encourage their citizens to immigrate. People don't know that. But what happens is that those governments, they create conditions that allow those kids to go to universities in India, and then they export them to the Silicon Valley here in America. And as a result, people invest back home because they feel that our government encouraged us to grow, and they encouraged us to look for opportunities so that we can grow our country. But the tendency in Zimbabwe is that anyone who is outside the country, you are viewed as an enemy. You go outside the country just to say something bad about the government, probably especially the former government. You know what I mean by former government? There is this new dispensation or whatever they call it. But the former government used to have this tendency of saying, oh, you're just going there somewhere to say bad things about the government. And so that's why even those people who get the education and leave the country, they find it difficult to stay connected because this is a government that treats you as an enemy. So, I mean, as an individual, I'm still saying, let people learn. and let them go to other countries, but make them feel wanted, make them feel loved, say something about people outside the country and tell them to, you know, come back home. You can still invest and get 100% of your investment. You don't need to partner with a local because, after all, you grew up in Cholocho. I have always maintained no one can be more Zimbabwean like me who grew up in Cholocho. It doesn't matter where I live.
Uh-huh. So, talking about the way that they do it here in America, you're an educator here in America, and you're also based in America, and you've seen how things function within America. I was reading about a study that was done about different companies that are based here in America, and they were saying that by 2020, 80% of professions are expected to require STEM skills in the next decade. Companies in America, all these big companies, AT&T, IBM, JP Morgan, SAP, Chevron, Ford, Intel, Google, Boeing, Verizon, you name it, are all investing money in STEM. They're all pushing abantu abasakhulayo, all these students, and investing money into them with the idea that not only, one, do they come and work for them, but the idea that STEM is the future when they're trying to jump onto that bandwagon before it runs away. Is that something that is benefiting the American economy?
Yes, the American economy is now almost a STEM-based economy. Mm-hmm. As you say, their largest company is Apple, and mm-hmm. you can't talk of STEM, besides maybe not necessarily the largest, but I think they say it's one of the largest, mm-hmm. Apple. So they are aware that you need innovators, mm-hmm. And also inventors. People are going to invent a new product, and also those who are going to improve the existing product. Mm-hmm. So we find that even in schools, again, it's not only a policy. It's about, do you supply the school with those necessary things for kids to do robots in classrooms? Mm-hmm. So my question now is, if the government is saying, yes, let's do the STEM, how many classrooms in Zimbabwe have got electricity?
Mm-hmm.
Have we backed our words with the actual actions? Do we have the necessary infrastructure that the kids can? Because in order to be able to invent something, mm-hmm. you first must have, you know, something to work with. Do our kids have something to work with mm-hmm. besides textbooks? Mm-hmm. And most of them, actually, which were donated by, you know, when David Conrad, I think. When I go home, I do volunteer teach in rural areas. Mm-hmm. And the books I saw were all donated by Coltart.
Hulumend is coming in where they're saying, we're putting $5 million towards 5 different universities, each getting $1 million each, towards building an innovation hub where abantu abasakhulayo can now come and implement these ideas and create an actual product that is tangible. Engathuthukisa isimo engatshintshi isimo somnotho eZimbabwe njalo athuthukise uZulu. Pete, usakhona? Ngisamuzwa umnumzana uNgcobo. Kodwa lapha besixoxa lo mnumzana uPhithizela Ngcobo, yena he is an educator based here in America. Ngiyezwa ukuthi silo munye umlaleli liyangena. Ukuthi umlaleli layo usehambile. Okay, let's go back to umnumzana uFarai siyezwa ukuthi yena uFarai ubona njani lokho okushiwo ngumnumzana uPhithizela Ngcobo. Farai uchiripo parinare.
Ndiripo.
Right, chibaba baba. Manzi wazvitaurwa naPhithizela Ngcobo uyo ari who is an educator based kunoku kuAmerica. Pete ari kubvumirana nesurvey yakaitwa kunoku kuAmerica vachiti aiwa, within the next decade 80% of the jobs within the world are going to need STEM. Nema wondering, is that something that will be implemented munyika yakafana neZimbabwe? Apopani ngachiti mabasa kuti uwane mukana wokuita mabasa akawanda, you will need zvidzidzo zvepamusoro soro zve STEM, science, technology, engineering, uye zve mathematics.
STEM.
Mhm.
Zvidzidzo izvi zvakakosha kuvandudza nyika yedu. Technology innovation.
kana zvinhu zvaugadzirwa zvigadzirwe zvakawanda yatinoti smart production nema production rates ari very high. Saka zvinhu zvakakosha zvokuti zvinge zvichipromotwa muno muZimbabwe kuti zvinge zvichiitika kana vanhu vachinge vadzidza vawana mukana vavhure makambani vagadzire mabasa kwete kuti vanhu vanoti vapedza chikoro votenga kuti vana mabasa asi vanhu vange vachigadzira mabasa vapiwa mukana zvokubatsirwa kuti zvakadaro zvinge zvichiitika.
Okay. Saka right now ngatisarise nyika yakafanana neRwanda. Rwanda recently released what they called Vision 2020, and it looks like even they're on course, they're moving forward in technology, the economy is looking prosperous and everything is beautiful. Tikatarisa nyika yakafanana neZimbabwe, is technology something that's able to uplift our economy? Coming out of STEM studies, one of the questions that one of our callers brought about was nyaya supplying. Yekuti aiwa kana wapedza zvidzidzo zvako you will have a product but hapana munhu wekusupplya. Is technology something that's able to create that change whereby economy yedu inenge iri readily available for products like that and readily available to be purchased and sold? Vamsele muchiripo here?
Yeah.
Mandinzwe.
Ndiripo.
Manzwa mvunzo wangu.
Mvunzo wangu. Technology yakakosha pachokwadi kuti zvinhu zvedu munomu zvinge zvichifamba zvakanaka. Fanira kuti senyika tifambidzane nenguva nezvinenge zvichiitikawo mune dzimwe nyika. Nekuti munachisiko munomu vanhu vanonjere dzakadaro dzinofunga dzakazofungawo nevanhu vari kure kuamerica munomu tirimo tinokwanisa kufungawo zvakadaro. Saka hapana chingatitadzise kuti tinge tichimhanyidzanawo nekumhanyidzana sezvikuitikawo nedzimwe nyika. Saka tatinokumbira ndechekuti hurumende yedu yakwanisa kutibatsirawo nekubatsira vamwe vakaita seni vanenge vaine ideas ava vainavo avanenge vada kushandisa kuti vabatsire nyika nekuti zvatoda kutaizvo havisi kubatsira munhu wani asi zvinhu zvekuti zvinhu zvekuzobatsira nyika.
Now mukoma imi mune experience studying mumayunivhesiti akasiyana siyana kuZimbabweko, pane mubvunzo wabva kubuda apa wabva kuna Ndabezezwe Vhiki ari kuti is $5 million enough to support STEM programs kuZimbabwe? Imi sezvo muri umwe akagraduata kubva kuNUST, do you think $5 million is enough to at least kickstart the program to a point whereby something tangible can come out chinokwanisa kubatsira vanhu kuZimbabwe?
Chandinotarisa ndechekuti pamari iyoyoyo kana vanhu vachitanga zvinhu zvavo vanofanira kunzi vakapiwa mari voishandisa vachikura imwe yacho vachizokudza neyavanenge vachiwana mubudiza nedziwei yavanenge vachiita nayo bhizinesi. Ndo kunonzi kupa munhu chirauro than kuti mari iyoyo ngonzi yose pamunhu wani yakadaro. Inofanira kuwaniswa pane vanhu vakawandawanda, vanhu vavo votanga zvinhu zvavo vachiti maprodusa vavana vachadzosa bhizinesi bhizinesi zvichitoramba zvikuru. Ikashandiswa zvakadaro inokwanisa kukwana
asi mukoma $5 million zvikanzi because $5 million ipapo ka each college is getting $1 million pa $5 million ipapo. Saka injani ndoda kunzwisisa zvikanzi what right college iri kupiwa $1 million panobatsirwa mastudents mangani ipapo?
Sezvinhu zvisi kuitika muZimbabwe izvozvi zvekuti mari dzidzo dzinge dzichiwanika mukana iwowo. Ndikatanga kuvapo kuvapo kwadzo kunomotivheta vanhu vakawandisa kuti vange vachiita vachida kuramba vachiita zvinhu mari zvakadaro. Saka inodzamara yakusakwana mari yakadaro nekuti vanhu vakawandisa vanenge vakuona kuti maideas avo anokwanisa kugamuchirwa nekuteererwa achipiwa kuti anofanira kunge achipuwa nekuti izvozvi kune vamwe vanhu vane maideas avo asi vanongozvinetera nekuti vanenge vachiona kunge hapana rubatsiro kana rusidiro rwavari kuwana kubva ari kwavanotarisa kunge rupika. Saka mari iyoyo inogona kusakwana.
Alright, vamusendo regai ndikubatei parunhare nditorewo mumwe guest wangu and then ndichadzoka kwamuri handisi. Okay, ngiyezwa ukuthi uNgcobo we had lost him on the line but he's back ecingweni. PT, are you back ecingweni ukhona? Okay, we had lost you, Cingweni, but we were just about to wrap up anyway, a conversation here too. Now, I know Ugutswena, you're one of the people who focuses on mathematics here in America. How does maths feel? Because I remember mina when I was growing up, umuntangathi Mike so we can't say maths, I would hate it. I used to hate it with my whole passion. So mina ngifuna ukuzwisisa, how does maths fit into this whole scope of e-science technology? Because we understand how science works into this. I understand how technology is used in this. But in maths, when abo Pythagoras theory, bona bayingena kule lendo.
I think the first thing before I respond, what I'm going to say is that when we were growing up, it was taught in a vacuum. It was just all these numbers and X's and negatives and what.
Mm-hmm.
And it never kind of felt useful in our life.
Mm-hmm.
So in math, I'm going to tell you, we found this in a practical way and mm-hmm. link it to STEM. So now the question is, how does it come into STEM?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give just a simple example.
Go ahead.
If you are going to make a Boeing plane,
mm-hmm.
that's the big thing, or Airbus,
mm-hmm.
just the basic measurements that you need for each and every that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not only just the measurement. It's the ability to be able to create a product that meets that exact measurement.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say when you make a mechanic
mm-hmm.
and you make screws and whatever and whatever. The amount of mathematics that you need for each and every screw is just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm a mathematician. Their job is not necessarily to create the product.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mathematician. They take a product, inventor or innovator,
mm-hmm.
and then that person passes it to mathematicians who then give specificity and measurements, say, even weight, if you are going to build a wing, it must be this weight. If you are going to build a landing gear, it cannot exceed this weight for this thing to carry it. So that's where math comes in. Which those products which people have as ideas, math makes them a reality by focusing mostly on measurement.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it is. And then with algebra, they are not negative 2, negative 4.
Oh, Jesus. I will solve for X.
Yeah. Hello?
Bengiti, is that the one I will solve for X and I will solve for Y?
Yeah, also for X and so for Y.
Yeah, bro.
They are called abstract.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, we like when we talk of measurements, we think of geometry,
mm-hmm.
and it makes sense. But I'm an abstract. They say what they do. They make you think in an unconventional way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's why you know, some of us, when we're grade 2, we're talking about 2 minus 4, we say it can't.
Yes.
But once you start doing algebra, it can.
Negative.
Because
mm-hmm.
you think in the abstract, you mm-hmm. view beyond what is in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where algebra differs from geometry, which is practical. Algebra, it makes you theorize and abstractize things.
Mm-hmm. So umbuzo wami ugcina PT, and then I might have to let you go ukuze ngithathe umunye guest wethu. What can Zimbabwe learn from the American approach towards STEM? Is it something that we could use to lead towards bettering economy?
Yes, I still think so, but I'll still go back to say first we need to deal with 1, policy issues, and 2, leadership issues.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we need to do with STEM, let's decentralize university leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Having a president being the chancellor of 15 universities won't help us. Get someone with a university like NAST,
mm-hmm.
National Science of Technology. Don't just have a vice chancellor who has got a technology background.
Mm-hmm.
Also get a chancellor who has got that background.
Mm-hmm.
Decentralize these things. The EU president can focus on reviving the economy and get the technical people to work without interference.
Mm-hmm.
And just to wrap up, I heard you say something about Rwanda. And if there is anything we can learn from Rwanda or America,
mm-hmm.
is that it's all about leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Kagame, like him or not, but they say he's very, very focused on listening to his people. And they say it will have no corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Unless and until we do away with appointees and start to work with people with knowledge, we are not going anywhere.
Umnumzana uPT Zela Ngobo. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. So, asambeni makhasini yethu sibone ukuthi abantu bathini. On our page, VOA Studio 7, ndikona va Randman support ukuthi 5 million yakawanda pane vanhu vanoziva zvavanoita. Anzi tinotanga nezviripo. That small amount can attract a big amount when there is progress. It's interesting. That's an interesting take. Okay, Mukunda uti, mark my words, that money, if unavailable, that money is unavailable, will only benefit the youth on party lines. Imagine what happened to the good intention here, Beam. How many of those orphans benefited? Maria kapera kuendeswa kuchikop, vana vaive nevabereki vaikwanisa kubhadhara school fees. Chete, ndabezezwe vigi, upinde wati, Big Mike, maths is the backbone of STEM because we apply it in our everyday life. If anything, Pitsi Zela just proved that to me. And I'm glad you're listening and paying attention. So asambeni emanya to our different pages u VOA Shona pano vano kawanda varipo. Nicodemus ari kuti manhero akanaka watching from DRC. Tinomugamuchira muchirongwa. Fungai ari kuti watching live from Cape Town ya Kapa. Vatsera Fungai. Mainiko varipo pachirongwa ari kuti hello Mike and VOA. Tinomugamuchira muchirongwa Mainiko. Memory ari kuti manheru apo watching from Cape Town. Zvakunenge kune mazimba akawanda ku Cape Town uko. New Life Hans, hi Chibaba, watching from Kariba. Kuriseko ku Kariba. Right, nyairipo, mainzwa, nyairi mkango, mainzwa. Nguva dzava 9:09, ku Zimbabwe uko, 9:03, kuno kuku America. Takushika kumagume chirongwa, let's go back to our guest. Vafarai, tinzwa kuti, iwo, vanoti nezva buda muchirongwa nasi. Mkoma, muripo here parunari. Right, takushika kumagume echirongwa mukoma. So let's focus, zero down on this interesting company of yours. Vanhu vakawanda vanodzvisisa kuti kambani yenyu iri kushanda sei, uyezve how exactly are you looking towards benefiting vanhu kuZimbabwe as we move forward. So now explain something to me, Farai. Mambo tabata nyaya yedizu. How exactly are you using this diesel, and what how much diesel are you cranking out? To what point can we start expecting, Kuti, you guys will crank out enough diesel for it to be able to curb the fuel crisis in Zimbabwe?
So this is a two bad guys of this. No panza mshanda, can you purify it? Can you start to see me at the doctor so I can get up an eye? Because this line is that you know, to panza mshanda with motuka. And of my industry.
How are you guys planning on using the wax? Wax. And those out, you don't just create diesel, but not create a wax recari. How are you guys planning on using the wax?
Company
to Murundi nzo zvakanaka.
Ndisunda.
Oh, ndanchibvunza ndichiti aiwa andoziva kuti pane ma products maviri amunogadzirisa muchishandisa plastic. Yokutanga taibata nyaya ye diesel. Konyaya ye wax. Wax yamunogadzira iyi munenge makananga ine chinangwa chekushandiswa kuti munoishandisa seiko wax yenyu.
Wax tinoishandisa toisanganisa neimwe mango my ingredients. Yo ishanza kugadzira floor polish. Noita ma perfumes kuti iwanike chinhuiza kana ichinge yazova muma floors mudzimba umu. Saka tinenge tichiti kubva kuma waste glass tinova konveta kuzvinhu zviviri zvinova zvinokwanisa kushandisika mudzimba. Saka hakuna chinhu chinoraswa mushure menge tatora marura yaya. Ose tichatora towagadzira ova maproducts maviri anoshanda. Saka hapana chinoraswa kubva pane zvose izvozvo.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma mapinda muchirongwa. Mvudzo wakupedzisira, diesel yenyu, has it been tested and has it been certified by any regulators? Because vanhu vakawanda vanonzwisisa kuti aiwa sezvo muri kugadzira diesel renyu, dere chokwadi here, is it a legitimate diesel? If for lack of a better word, I'll use that. Is it legitimate?
Diesel takari testa chaizvo tikariongorora tikariona tikaona kuti rakatongofanana neiro rinotengeswa iri.
Saka harisi fake.
Harina kunyanyosiyana. Saka ndomandira rakaita iroro.
Aiwa mukoma, thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa. Tichatokutsvaga kuitira kuti tiwane umwe mukana wekunyatsokurukura zvakanaka tichifokasa pane kambani yenyu. I'm hoping kuti the next time patinowana mukana wekukurukura munenge maakutengesa diesel, vanhu aakunyatsouya nemota dzavo vachitenga diesel as they line up, maakugadzirisa nyaya iyi yekushayikwa kwediesel kuZimbabwe.
Tatenda mukoma, muendezwa rakanaka.
So zulu kandaba limzwile umnumzana uFarai. Isikhathi sokusele 5 minutes kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, kodwa Zimbabwe omuhle, as usual, you know me, I like to end my program with some groovy tunes. Sithakazelela i-arts industry yethu ngkhaya eZimbabwe. Lamhlanje kuhlelo, today on our program, we give our platform to a young gentleman, igama lakhe ngu-ASAF. He's a multi-award record artist in Zimbabwe who was the genius behind the song Good Anthems, Njalo Mambo. Aiwa! Ngatinzwei kuti ASAF, what is he saying? Not anenziyo yake yandabva kutaura inonzi Mambo yakanetsa zvechokwadi. It's a big, big hit. Zimbabwe omuhle, producer, bachengise, azishe, Mambo, ASAF.
Say it don't sound like the city dog. Yeah. They say it don't sound like the city dog. But if you play it in your 100 feet, I swear it'd be the sound of the city dog. Can only give you what's inside of me and the city surrounding me. Would you be proud of me? I got the courage to go and be what I wanna be. And listen, I don't wanna deal with a jump of mode. I'm trying to buy even a young road. I like Domazana, do you wanna roll? Domazana, do you wanna roll? I know you hear me on the radio. I got the whole city singing, we young and we don't care if I'm North End. Why do I always gotta prove things? I gotta flex to show him that I'm the best. Now I know he's seeing me as a threat. Shade of Greasy, I represent to the death. You know it's getting harder to hate, but one song leave the city amazed. I'm now embracing the pain. Some was even terrified of my age until the Lord showed me I could be king. And it's a movie now. I'm wanting the top spot, feeling like my throne. I'm feeling for job, prison status for my boss. Doing damage in the bar, doing damage to the budget. Then you know my city love it, your soul love it, touch it. And I'm trying to show the youth in the burg how much power they have. Can we elevate the city with rap? Man, I swear the victory it tastes better than a chicken shawarma. Ain't no black, I'm saving Wakanda. So Munu Resta Tenerai, Munu Resta Tenerai. Motivation if you're trying to get by. Man, it's feeling like do or die. Getting high, puffing prayers to the sky. Muno resta tenerai. Stop believing the lies. Man, the real crown hidden inside, yeah. So some may feel me and some may diss me. ASAP is a K-I-N-G.
I'm doing that's gone now. Ukusuta marine. Omala mane batin is done now. Takara bagon. Kanda madon. Dini that's gone now. Ukusuta marine. Omala mane batin is done now.
The boy ASAF, Hanzi Ndini Mambo. Hey, Mnoti Nenziyo Yake. Are you feeling the vibes, Zimbabwe Omuhle? At the boy ASAF on Twitter and Instagram. If you like his tunes, make sure you follow him. Hit him with the follow button. kodwa asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini njengoba sesifikile emaphethweleni ohlelo thukona indaba ezweni ukuthi hope it's not fake fuel like the Chinoy one ukhuda uthi nice tune he likes ingoma eka ASAP sibapho muhle thashuka kumagumo echirongwa nasi tanyatso kurukura nyai yehuru the government saying kuti vapa ma university $5 million each university getting $1 million with the idea of uplifting his step. Lina nithini ngalokhu, let's continue the conversation with Twitter @BigMikeBee is the username, BIGMYKE3. Sibapho muhle, good night.